Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
And we are commercial free up until 8 o'clock here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt with Cowboys Ravens Sunday on this radio station. Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst, will join us at 8:40. But it's always a treat when we're able to bring on my good buddy from back in Baltimore. He is Tony Lombardi from the Russell Street Report on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, brother. How are you?
It's been a minute, Sean. I'm great. How are you?
We're doing okay. I think we're doing a little bit better than you guys. Is it panic time? Are they panicking there in Baltimore?
There are people, fans, you know, on the your sister station here, 105.7, the Fan. There are people calling for John Harbaugh's head already. So, yeah, there's panic amongst the fan base. I don't know that that's settled in with the team yet.
But just to be clear, there's, like, no hot seat talk. Not talk, but reality to that, right?
Well, you know, when the Ravens lost the AFC Championship game last year at home to the Chiefs in a game that was very winnable, they got away from what they do well, and that's running the football. They threw the ball over the place with limited success. And at that point, people were really on John Harbaugh. And they had this guy, Mike McDonald, sitting in the wings. And there's a lot of fans that wanted Steve Bisciotti to make the move to go younger with Mike McDonald, this up-and-coming star head coach who's now in Seattle. So since that loss, there's been a bad taste in the collective mouth of Ravens fans. And this 0-2 start certainly hasn't helped.
Tony, I put, you know, kind of Lamar and Dak in a similar category of polarizing and can't get over the playoff hump. Obviously, the Ravens with more playoff success than the Cowboys. But our knock on Lamar has been like, okay, you can do it in the regular season. You can run around. But then when playoff football comes, are you going to be able to throw to win? Has that been the next step that Ravens fans have been waiting for with Lamar? And where is he in that step?
Well, the Ravens have always been a team that plays good defense and is predicated upon a run-first offense to set up the pass. But they need to get the running game on track. But as a passer, a thrower of the football, I think Lamar has really struggled on passes that are beyond 20 yards. His accuracy has really improved over the last couple of years. And without play action to try to get some one-on-one matchups, they really struggled to move the ball offensively. It's almost like a basketball player, Sean, where, you know, he's really strong going to the right. So what do you do as a defender? You force him to his left. And I think that's what teams do against Lamar in the playoffs. They say, come and beat us with your arm because we don't think you can. And I think the proof lies in the pudding, and the pudding suggests that he can't beat you with his arm. So until proven otherwise, he's got to get that monkey off his back, and he's got to do it in the playoffs because no one's going to believe him in the regular season. They already expect him to be, you know, a great player in the regular season. He's a two-time MVP after just, you know, what, 7 years in the league. So, yeah, he's got something to prove, and so do the Ravens collectively.
Is it a little bit of a, you know, a panicked reaction, though, there in Baltimore? Because when you look at it, you just say, look, they were right on the edge of beating the Chiefs in the opening game, and they really should have won this game against the Raiders. They just kind of blew it down the stretch. But is there a thought that, like, hey, these are really thin margins we're talking about? This is very close to being 2-0.
Yeah, there is that feeling, too, because if you look at those two games, you know, you got Isaiah Likely just misses a potentially game-winning touchdown to end it against Kansas City on Thursday Night Football, and then you've got the way they melted down in the fourth quarter against the Raiders, having a 10-point lead with, I think, like 11 minutes to go in the game. So yeah, there's a sense of panic in that regard, but I think that the team, most importantly, thinks that they're really close. And I think that the panic is mostly, like I said, with the fan base. And I think part of that panic comes from the way the Baltimore Orioles are crumbling, and you've got this fan mindset that, oh, no, here we go again with the Ravens. So I think that's where the panic sets in. I don't feel that from the coaching staff or the players, but I do feel it in the fan base.
Tony Lombardi from the Russell Street Report in Baltimore joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline on the home of the Cowboys. A lot of Cowboy fans wanted Derrick Henry. We asked Jerry Jones about it the other day. How has Derrick Henry worked out so far there?
Well, I think given the game situations, they haven't gotten themselves in a spot where they can just grind it out, take the air out of the football, and let Henry do what he does well. I think the games have gotten away from the Ravens and forced them into throwing the football. They've got some real offensive line problems on the right side. You know, they've drafted Roger Rosengarten in the second round out of Washington to take over that spot. He played decently against Max Crosby this past Sunday, but Daniel Falele is playing right guard, and he's just an absolute mess. Michael Parsons has to be salivating right now looking at that game tape, because if they stunt on that side, I'm going to say my prayers for Lamar Jackson, because if they get in situations where they're, you know, second and third and long, it could be a long day for the Ravens. But, you know, looking at the Cowboys and the way they defended the run against the Saints, you know, I think they'll get this thing cranked up this week, and most people expect Derrick Henry to see like 20-plus carries this week.
How did you feel about the Henry signing when it first happened, 2 for 16 in this NFL world of don't pay the running back?
I thought it was a good match between him and Lamar Jackson, and particularly the way the AFC Championship game ended. I don't think that the Ravens hand the ball off four times to running backs in the AFC Championship game if Derrick Henry's back there, because the opportunities were there to run the football. They chose not to. But I think here's the fatal flaw in the Derrick Henry signing. It's not so much his signing, the fact that they were willing to let three starters on the offensive line go and go with this youth movement. You know, why invest that much money in a running back who's 30 years old if you're not going to protect him up front? And that just, to me, is a waste of salary cap resources. So I think they're hoping that this offensive line gels, but there's been no sign of that so far.
Tony, the Ravens have usually been a very tough football team, in our opinion, my opinion. I'll speak for myself. The Cowboys are not a very tough football team. They'll fold up, and they can't defend the run. The Saints just proved that again. Are the Ravens that typical tough football team this year who's going to out-physical you and beat you up?
I think they can with their defensive front seven. The secondary is very talented, but that they haven't played well. And you know, this is a team that has given up more fourth quarter leads than anybody else in the NFL over the course of the past few years. And so when you take toughness or you put toughness into the equation, that really isn't indicative of a tough team, the ones that give up, you know, big fourth quarter leads. It just doesn't happen with tough teams. So I think the Ravens' toughness is largely rested on the reputation that they've built over the years. But right now, this is a defense that has a new defensive coordinator. They lost three key defensive assistant coaches in the offseason, And right now they're trying to find themselves. Zach Gore, the
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Defensive coordinator has never made play calls in his life until this season. And I think he's feeling his way. And right now, I think he's got his hands full against the Dallas Cowboys passing offense, because right now the Ravens are ranked 32nd against the pass.
Ooh. Tony Lombardi joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Hey, I wanted to ask you one more thing on Lamar. Has he lost any of that athleticism at all? Like, can you see any signs of that happening?
If you had asked me that question last year, I would have said yes, because he intentionally put on some weight to absorb some tackling. But this year he's slimmed down. He's down to, I think, like 205, and he looks like the rookie that he was. You know, and so he does look fast. He looks, you know, fit, and he throws the football well, just not with a lot of accuracy beyond 20 yards. But I think you'll see a guy that you probably saw more of during the early years of Lamar in Baltimore than you saw last year.
How much do you, you know, you talk about the front seven there for Baltimore, and specifically, I know Owe has looked really good early on in the season, and the kind of pressure that they can bring. How much of, do you expect Baltimore, I guess, to kind of like bring the house and really challenge some of this young offensive line that the Cowboys have in place right now?
The Ravens really haven't blitzed a lot this year, and I don't know if it's Zach Gore just feeling his way through this or what, but last year they had a lot of created schematic pressure that they would bring, and Kyle Hamilton was a big part of that. They bring slot corners off the edge and bring down quarterbacks. So they throw you a lot of different looks. But this year they haven't done that, and I think that's just part of a new defensive coordinator trying to, you know, get his arms around things. So they may change things this week. I don't know, but they're going to have to do something different if they want to, you know, control this game and you know, get from being the 32nd ranked passing defense in the league.
Is Justin Tucker finally mortal?
Yeah, he's showing signs of that, Sean. I mean, he's, I think, one of seven in his last seven kicks of 50 yards plus.
Oof.
So it's almost like it's like a golfer. Things get in your head. I think it's in his head. You know, he was asked this week about his struggles from 50 plus, and he basically said he didn't really want to address that question because he didn't want it to be a thing that he's thinking about. But I think just by that answer, he's thinking about it.
All right, so I got a question for you here, Tony. We got the. I want you to grade this introduction to an article right here. Okay, as an editor, Liar, fraud, phony. No, this isn't a recap of my girlfriend cheating on me. It's a preview of the 2007 draft. How do you think of that hook to pull somebody in for an article on the Russell Street Report? If somebody wrote that, what would you think?
It sounds like something Sean would have written years ago.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Probably got the most hits on your website, too. Ottawa, they're trying to bust my balls over my writing career, Tony.
I would never do that, Sean. I chased you out of Maryland, I think.
I chased you out.
No, Jerry Coleman did that
whoa.
Idiot.
Whoa. He almost said something else.
Nestor Aparicio, Jerry Coleman, all those fools out there in Baltimore. But hopefully they don't have too much of a voice anymore.
None of them are on the air anymore.
Yes.
There you go.
See? I knew it. Hey, brother, good to catch up with you. Thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Have you already made your pick, by the way? Do you have a strong feeling about this?
I don't have a strong feeling, but I just can't see the Ravens dropping to 0-3 on the season. I think it's going to be a shootout in Dallas, and I think the Ravens hold on at the end. But, you know, I'm thinking maybe something along the lines of 38-35, something along those lines.
Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
The man, Tony Lombardi, from the Russell Street Report on the D&M Leasing Hotline.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.